Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. Welcome to Day 37 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Love Manifested. St. Augustine said, "God loves each of us as if there were only one of us." Charles Spurgeon said, "Nothing binds me to my Lord like a strong belief in His changeless love." Our text today is 1 John 4, 9-10. It reads, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." God's love was manifested when He sent His Son. When our invisible God sent His only Son visibly into the world, we got a plain view of God's magnificent love. The word manifested means to become apparent or graspable. The love of God was proven when He sent Jesus to die for our sins. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross not only satisfied our sin debt, but it showed the depth of God's love for us. We have the power to live through Christ, because God had the passion to send His Son. Ben Witherington shared the following stories that illustrate the truth about God's manifested love. There is an old hymn written by a man whose last name is Lehman. The most memorable verse of this hymn was the last thing Mr. Lehman ever wrote, for it was found scrawled on the padded wall of his cell in which he was found dead. It reads as follows: "The love of God is greater far than any tongue or pen can tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches lowest hell. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies a parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole if stretched across the sky." Victor Furnish, one of the great New Testament scholars of our era, has put the matter in this fashion: "God's love is not like a heat-seeking missile, which is triggered by something inherently attractive in the target, the object of love. Indeed not. God loves us when we are unlovely, indeed, in some respects, seemingly unlovable. God loves us whether we love God back or not. God's love is unconditional, in the sense that it is given freely, not because of anything we have said or done or felt. Indeed, God's love is often given in spite of what we have said or done or felt. It is pure grace, God's undeserved, unearned benefit, freely and lavishly poured out by God into our lives." Here are some questions for today. What significance does John's use of the phrase "in this," found at the beginning of both verses for our study today, bring to the concept of God's love? What other scriptures come to mind when you consider how much God loves you? What did you learn today about God's love from Ben Witherington's two illustrations? Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.